This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Our number one is with Dr. Margaret in Spain. We're going to be talking about food, preparation, survival. Our number two, it'll be just me. And I'll take your calls. I'm looking forward to hearing from you what you like about USA Prepares, what you don't like about USA Prepares, what you think we could do better at. And if you're a detractor, please call in. Tell us what you think. I know that you've got lots of comments on the internet, but I'd love to hear your voice and hear you articulate why you don't like what we do. And if you're a teacher or a principal or a superintendent of the public schools, I'd like to know why you've done what you've done to our educational system and why our children don't know very much. So we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And in between the calls, I will be telling you about my book. This is not a promotion. I've got nothing to sell. All I have is my notes, and I'm going to be talking about the way I do things. These are my opinions, and this is how I do lots of things, things that you've probably never heard about on the radio, including how to make lock picks. I've got lock picks. They're legal in Missouri. And I'll tell you how to make them. That's just one thing. Margaret's with us. Welcome, Margaret.
Hi there, Vincent. Are you feeling well today?
I am. I had a rough couple of days on the farm trying to get hay baled, trying to get parts for our baler. It's been really uphill. So we decided to do what most farmers would just do, make the parts ourselves. And so we did. And it took hours to make the parts for our baler, and off we went. So, you know, and that's what it's going to be like. I mean, that's just a tiny, tiny, tiny example of what I think life is going to be like when the grid goes down. And I don't think it's a question of if. I think it's just when the grid goes down. And in Spain, you are a lot better prepared, I believe, for the grid going down because you're not so dependent on electricity. Is that right?
That's true. It's very true. And, you know, the more we talk, the more I think about life. I'm pretty reflective and contemplative in general, but I've really been specifically focusing on what's going on because things seem to be coming more imminent, more important. As people say, the time seems to be going faster. Things are developing or undeveloping sooner than we thought. So here I reflect on what do we eat, how do the people live, how have they survived here for hundreds and I'm going to say thousands of years. And for me, it makes me happy to say they do it the old ways, which are time proven. Of course, they didn't have nuclear bombs. But in the United States, we've become so maladapted to natural life, and the skills we may have had don't seem to be necessary, including things I wanted to talk about, such as food preservation. We're not living 100 years ago, but we might have to go back to it. So here, people still smoke, dry, can, preserve. It's part of life. And I am so happy to be living in a place where that's the way it is. So I'm glad. I don't know what. I mean, I have reasons why I decided to make this major life change, but for me, it's been positive. I've learned to do with less, to eat more and live more simply, to appreciate and use what is around me, just to be more in touch. And I'm so sad for family and friends and the rest of my compatriots that aren't able to enjoy the things that I'm enjoying, which are not special, which don't need electricity. We don't need a freezer. We don't need electric heating, you know. And I just see the way the world's been taken apart, and hopefully we can reinstill or motivate people to go back to the old ways. It's all there in front of us. We just have to learn how to do it again.
You said something very fascinating. Now, you said something very fascinating to me. Well, actually, you said many things fascinating. But one of them was doing with less. And you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And what I've done here at the farmhouse, and Mrs. Finelli as well, instead of using, we have cups and saucers. We have dessert plates or salad plates, and we have dinner plates. Mm-hmm. And what we used to do is we'd use the dinner plates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Well, not anymore. Mm-hmm. We use those dessert plates or salad plates for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. At least Mrs. Finelli and I do. And and we eat less. We eat better, and we eat less. So that's one of the doing with less. But I had another question based on what you said. When you talked about food preservation, smoking food, drying food, canning food, etc., what is the age of those who are doing that? Is it mostly seniors, or is it middle-aged and seniors, or have you seen any young people doing this?
Well, I think it's the young ones who are falling off the wagon, but the older ones, the oldest ones, if they're still competent, and that's another issue. When we talk about preserving and being prepared with foods, we have to think that not everybody in the population is capable. Maybe they are not mobile. Maybe they are handicapped. Maybe there are obstacles to their getting around. So that's why today I'm going to try to suggest a few different alternatives to collecting food for storage. Here, you asked about pizza the other day, and I said there's no pizza at Grandma's house. Here, the culture is old and tight. When people, the young ones, come back home, they want to eat the old traditional dishes that Grandma makes or Mom makes. They like the old foods. They, you know, when they're away in Madrid or something or Rome, they'll go eat pizza. But here, when they come back, they want, I'm going to say the words in Spanish, there's a caldo, which is like a soup stew, very rich food. They want their chorizo, which are types of sausages. Here, the bread is homemade every day or freshly made every day, and they want their breads. They want the traditional foods here. They want the octopus. They want the merluza. They, you know, there are foods here that I've said before are quite seasonal, and we eat seasonally, but they want the old things. They're delicious and fantastically delicious. They'll send for the special pie made with a special fish that's from around here. They'll send from Madrid to get their Galician, you know, fish pie. People love their traditional food, and fortunately it's still here, although we have contaminated oceans and toxic earth, and who knows if you can eat the corn or drink the water, but the foods here are rich, sustainable, and the people love them. And in the United States, we have such a mix of cultures. So anyway, here it's smaller. It's more repetitive. There's a saying here, you know, when you say hi and ask people what have they been doing or what did they do for the weekend or what did they do on vacation, they say nothing in order not to vary anything. They like their ways. They like their old ways. They like things to be regular, dependable, stable. And I'm going to go with the less. You know, and when you say how many, what kinds of dishes you have, I'm saying, and where are the bowls? Because many cultures eat from bowls only. There are some foods I cook that you don't eat from a plate that's flat. You want it in a bowl. And bowls travel lightly, too, in case you have to evacuate. So you can also cook in them. So anyway, I've said a lot of things to you, a lot of things, and I don't know if I've answered the question. I'm going to admit to you right now, I have so much to say, and maybe I'll become disorganized. One thing leads to another. I'm not only a food person, specialist. I've had a catering company at the height of Austin's high times. I had a children's cooking school. I ran a citywide children's cooking contest. I was a private chef, and I was raised in a family of excellent cooks and hunters. You know, but I'm also a PhD in communication. And I'm just picking up so many things that, you know, the connections between food and communication, preparation and communication. Rick yesterday, when he talked about the 7 or 10 things that are most important in his battle plan, at the end, I think he mentioned something about neighbors. And I think I wrote down, or he said, coordination and communication. That's what's going to save our lives. And the other thing that came to my mind yesterday is that a lot of people aren't happy. You're complaining. Gwyneth is complaining. Rich is complaining. Rick doesn't seem to complain too much. But, you know, what's the answer? You couldn't do what you're doing without people, your family, and good communication, as you explained yesterday, because I've been listening every week, every day intensely. Gwyneth doesn't have anybody to help her. Her last son is going away. You know, I'm thinking for her, get a burro, get a goat, get a big mastiff dog, get some animal to help you. You don't need a horse. You know, people make furrows with sticks and some animal to help them along. If you're alone, it's going to be tough. And so I also... sometimes I'm going to mention things about communication, like in the next time you give me an opportunity to talk. But go ahead and respond to what I've said if you can.
Okay. Well, why don't we get right into the meat of preparing foods? So let's say we know that we've got 6 months. What would you recommend that we do in order to prepare foods? And I'm thinking maybe we do
I'm
have 6 months.
I'm making it shorter. I'm saying, you know, we had that hurricane scare, what, a couple of weeks ago? And was it the governor of Florida who told everyone, or maybe it was the mayor of somewhere? Okay, make a 1 week food supply for your family. You know, that was the order from the government. And so I really don't think, one thing about communication, and you all, and we all probably complain about people not listening, and you and Rick did the experiment, blah, blah. Why don't people listen? What do they listen to? They listen to things that are relevant.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Margaret's with us, and Dr. Margaret, you mentioned why aren't people listening? Well, I think there's listening, I think there's hearing, and I think there's paying attention. And I think that people are having a tough time paying attention, and it's too complicated. I think they hear us in the background. You know, when we talk, for example, I was telling a man recently who's interested in tires. And I said, well, there are different styles of tread. And you can get a real aggressive tread, kind of knobby. It's great if, you know, if you're traveling across a field or in mud. And then there's the highway tread on the other end of the spectrum. And the highway tread's going to be a much more comfortable ride. It will last longer. It'll give you more miles per gallon. But it's lousy going across the field. And so I always explain that. I don't think he really wanted to hear it. I think really what he wanted to hear was, you just tell me what to get. Okay? So that's where we are. And he's a the guy has a master's degree. He's a really bright guy. But I think we've got so many choices, we're overwhelmed with how complex decisions really are. And I think that's a big part of it.
I agree. And the big whatever they are trying to keep us more confused, more afraid, more paralyzed, more inactive. It's a big smoke screen. You have to learn to go through it, and my approach is to try to get to the point. So let me get to my point about why do people listen? People listen when information is relevant and useful to them. They possibly listen. They listen to it if it is of a high quality. They listen to it if it is of the correct quantity, not too much and not too little. And they listen to it if it is delivered at the right time, not too soon and not too late. So those are called maxims by a guy named Grice. And whenever I'm formulating messages, I try to keep that in mind. With a radio audience of who knows how many people, it's real difficult to analyze and assess and design messages for such a varied audience. So today, what I would like to do is modify my message in terms of timing. I don't believe that it's appropriate for me, or I don't feel like it is, to talk about us having a six-month window frame to learn about food, what, growing and preservation. I think 2 weeks ago, people were given an order to collect their stores for 1 month. I was just listening. Well, Rick the other day, yesterday, admitted that he was not prepared. I believe you said you were not prepared, but you were getting there. I think I am pretty well prepared. My least preparedness is in water supply. That used to not be a fear for me here because people had wells and the waters were not polluted. Now almost nobody has a well. The construction artists and the engineers have closed off all the natural smaller rivers and brooks and streams. They have built over them. They have cut and blocked the springs that naturally flow in this part of the world. And so water for me probably is my main priority. I'm one person. I was just listening to Linda Moulton Howell talking about her recommendation was that every family or person should have supplies of water and food for 1 month, just as a standard of living. And we know the Mormons, probably people are aware that they each have the requirement of having 1 year of food stored. So I want to get to what can we do today? I mean, there's about 70, you know, I exaggerate with numbers. There are 1,000 excuses and reasons why, and I can't, and there's not enough money, and I don't know what, and the kids don't like it, and whatever. So I'm thinking, what is the most efficient? What is the most effective? What is the most strategic way that we can approach the situation? And you can interrupt me at any time. I'll just keep going until you want to talk.
I'll have to interrupt you right now because we're going into a break. Yeah, and the reason I said 6 months is because I thought, okay, let's start planting some food in pots. You know, if you live in an apartment or you can't tear up your backyard. But we'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night saw 10 Democratic White House hopefuls on the same stage in Houston. Gun control was one of the big issues. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he's received a death threat today after saying this last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
The threat O'Rourke refers to is a response from Republican Texas State Representative Briscoe Kane, who tweeted last night that his AR-15 was, quote, ready for O'Rourke. Kane had more to say this morning, calling O'Rourke a child in another tweet, although he's taken the original tweet down. The east coast of Florida is being warned about what could be a tropical storm when it gets there this weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Margaret's with us. She's live in Spain. Margaret, let's cut right to the chase. So our son came home with 2 cases of baked beans. Manager's special, 4 for $1, 24 cans in a case. So he came home with 48 cans, and it was $12. And now, why did we do that? Because that's emergency food. You can eat it cold. Yeah. You can eat it warm, and it will last several years. Is it any good? We didn't try it yet, but we're going to. We'll try a can, and if we like it, we may get some more. But the point is, it was so inexpensive at 25 cents a can. Why not? How do you feel about that for an emergency?
I think that's exactly what people need to begin doing immediately today. Everybody's different, but everybody shops. So get in touch. I'm going to repeat what I've said before. People need to look at their kitchen, look at their food, look at their pantry, and make an analysis today, a listing and accounting of what food they have in the house. Is it that difficult? It's something that you can do standing up, sitting down, in the pantry, or on the sofa, thinking about it. The children and the family can all be involved. They should be. This is a group project. Their life will depend on it. So I made a little list of what to do today, what to do tomorrow, and then how we can think about the future if we get past that or past the first week. There is no time in the next few days to learn all the ways of and practice and perfect the ways of preserving food. Our culture has developed enough so that this is done commercially. Now, that's an issue. You want to be, you want to check out who are your producers and manufacturers and what is in the product. But make a list today, see what you have, note what you do not have, and begin accumulating. Every time you go to the store, people should come back with a gallon of water for each person and maybe one food that they'll eat from their emergency storage if we have nothing, and let's just make it for a week. So, excellent. We have to tune in. Check out what you have. Some people have millions of dollars. Some people don't have any. But we can all accumulate for ourselves things that are already produced. And to your comment about maybe it'll be good, maybe it won't. Well, if you don't like the way it tastes, I have a lot of spices. There are ways to change the flavors. Everything that I have in storage is probably basic. Now, I can change it to have different flavors to adapt to my fancy for the day, like a little Mexican flavoring or Indian or, you know, Texas or whatever. So, and then if you can't eat it, well, then maybe the animals can, or it can be used as a base for something else. But today, now, people should start making their accounting list, their checklist, their balance sheet, whatever it is. Note the things that are absolute necessities for food, and I agree with Rick, water is first, liquids. But, you know, then it's your foods. And as you said, beans, you can eat them cold or hot. He mentioned yesterday heat. I say, you know, you need light and you need heat. You need fire. So we're getting into the cooking, but buy things that need little cooking, little preparation, are easily accessible, and already prepared for consumption. Immediate survival. If you're in Florida and, you know, you're flooded and nobody's going anywhere, what are you going to do? Start making bread? No. You're going to eat the tortillas or the fajitas or the, there's bread made from chickpeas. There are so, you know, there are so many breads that don't need to be made as we make our white bread that will serve. There are crackers, there are toasts that are sold already made that last for months. So buy things that you can use immediately, but start today. And let me say this. I always have a variety of different kinds of beans and or seeds. Today, what can you do? What can the children do when they come home? You don't need to get some planters, although that's a good idea. A lot can be grown in planters. But start indoors. And many people who are specialists are recommending that in the future, we will need to do a lot of our gardening indoors, including citrus fruits and other things that we're not used to growing indoors. But I would have the kids come home from school today, and now we're going to go get some white beans and pinto beans and red beans and some peas and some sunflower seeds, and we're going to start and alfalfa seeds and chia seeds, and we're going to start germinating. So let's get some little glass jars or bottles with tops, and we're going to put different beans and different bottles and different seeds, and we're going to start germinating them today. This is all edible food. They can start learning to see. You know, we used to do this in school. We'd have one day at least to plant seeds, and maybe we'd be growing a sweet potato vine in the window in the classroom. But this can be done today. You'll have sprouts that can go in your salad or whatever else you're cooking, you know, in 3 days or in a week. And then you have bean sprouts and, you know, get them going with the growing. Let them see it happen. Let them see how long it takes. Do the seeds sprout or do they die? What's required? Today, make a list. Start acquiring what you need and make priorities. And get the things that are most accessible and easily consumable. We can all do that today. The next time you go to the store, each person should be bringing back something for themselves as emergency storage food and bring back some water.
A couple of comments. Over the years, I've been doing preparedness education before radio for, I've been doing this like 30 years now, but on the radio a little over 8 years. And I've asked people, so how much food do you guys have? You know, how long can you go without, you know, prying too much? They'd say we can go for weeks. Weeks. We don't have to buy, we're good for weeks. Well, it's not true. It's not true, and I'm going to prove it right now. So here's what you do, class. If you think that you can go for weeks right where you are, then don't buy another thing for weeks. I'll bet you can't stand it for 4 days. I'm serious. I mean, you're going to get sick of eating ketchup and mustard because, you know, I know you've got that. Okay, but and you know, you look in your refrigerator and it's half full. Well, I guarantee you, you go through way more food than you think you do. So if you think that you're good for weeks, or your neighbors or family thinks that you're good for weeks, tell them, okay, don't buy anything for, you know, a couple of weeks. Let's see how it works. And that'd be a great exercise because you will absolutely positively know that you can't go for weeks. And you mentioned
you make a list.
Yeah.
Write it down, excuse me. Write down the things in the order that you start to miss them. You know, how long does the bread last? How long does the ice cream last? How long does the orange juice last? You know, and make a note. You have to become active and aware in what's going on. But I agree with you. You know, be real. You know, stop dreaming. Give it a try and start today. There's no reason to wait till tomorrow. The saying here is, well, tomorrow is another day. Well, maybe it isn't. You know,
that's a great point. How many of you have said, nah, we'll do it tomorrow, or I'll make that call tomorrow, and you find out that that person that you were going to call died overnight? Okay? So you're absolutely right. There may not be a tomorrow.
There may not even be a tonight. Get with the program. Don't take life for granted. Or take it for granted and see what happens.
So you mentioned citrus trees indoors. Well, about a year ago, well, maybe almost 2 years ago now, I bought a couple dwarf citrus trees, planted them, and have been nurturing them. And so right now they're outside. When it gets cool, they're going inside. And these are citrus trees. Okay, so you're right about that. And you mentioned neighbors, and Rick mentioned neighbors. Well, I just want to clarify from my perspective. Back in the 1950s and 1960s, yes, absolutely, I totally would agree with you. Neighbors worked together. They helped each other. They looked out for each other's children. Not today. 7 years later, not so much. So what I'm here to say is you can think you can depend on your neighbors, and it's great to try to work with your neighbors, but it's kind of like herding cats or pushing a rope. It's extremely difficult because most of your neighbors will not agree that things are as bad as they really are. And they have no idea what a grid down means in the United States. That means supplies stop within a couple days. That's it. Walmart can't sell you anything without electricity because they can't take your payments. And they don't know what anything costs. and there'll be mass panic. Mass panic.
Yeah.
And all you have
to do
is...
the line.
Right.
Go ahead.
We now even have commercials right here on GCN. They're unbelievable. These are... And by the way, talking about commercials is the kiss of death as a radio broadcaster. But I'm going to do it anyway. We have a commercial on GCN, and it's about road rage. It's about people in line, cutting in line, and then fights breaking out. Now, we have commercials saying, you know, kind of take it easy. It'll be okay. You don't need to beat people up because someone cut you in line, cut you off in line. But that's where we are today. We are at a point where people are angry. And it's getting worse. So there are shortages. I'm telling you that the beef industry is in trouble because of the drought. The beef industry is in trouble because prices are so low, farmers can't make it. Farmers are going out of business. I'm talking about the small family farms. The larger farms are doing fine. But it's the little farmers that aren't doing so well. So
let me just say this. I lived in Iowa in the 80s and 90s, and I watched them kill all of the beautiful family farms to put in the large, you know, mega whatevers. It was heartbreaking. I've been watching this, and you have too. We've been watching it go on for years, talking about farms and what can we do. You know, I'm thinking, I really like the small breeds of cows. When you see cows today, they're like gigantic. Think smaller animals. Don't think 20,000 acres. Think 200 or maybe 200. I think Gwyneth mentioned about something about doing smaller. Do what's reasonable. But again, in the U.S., we've been so trained, uninformed, disinformed. Changed, blocked, denied, lied to. Okay, I hear music again. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Dr. Margaret. She's live and in Spain. I've got a quick comment, and then we'll continue.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Press Dr. Margaret's with us. She's live in the country, Spain. And she mentioned smaller animals. And she mentioned about 200 acres or so. It's exactly what we have. Dr. Margaret has never been to our farm. But she's describing the way we live. And we have smaller cows. We have black Angus cows. And I think they are the finest cows there are. Now, our neighbors have much bigger cows, way bigger, probably 1.5 times as bigger, or even larger than mm-hmm. that. And mm-hmm. the reason their logic is different from ours, we don't want to be the biggest, we just want to be the best. Their logic is, well, you get taxed by the head, so if you have a cow that's 1.5 or 2 times the size, you just pay the same mm-hmm. tax. So economically, they like that. But I don't want to be, I don't want to have a mixed breed herd of whatever. You just buy a whole bunch of cows and let them loose. I don't want that. I want top quality animals. And so that's our logic. And it takes, in my opinion, a minimum of 40 acres to survive as a farm. An absolute minimum just for survival purposes. Economically, and you need more. You need about what we have, about 240. And if you get more than that, you can't handle it. So we are at the optimal level for us. Next thing I wanted to address is the fire drill. Now, we've talked about this over the years many times. And I challenge all of you to, tonight, Friday night, I challenge you to, at 6 o'clock, turn off the electricity at your breaker panel. Okay, unless you have a medical need, don't do it if somebody's going to die. But shut off your breaker. except for your refrigeration, keep that running, but put tape over your refrigerator, tape over your toilet flush handle, tape over your faucet, and then see how you like it. Write down what it's like. Oh, where are the batteries? Where's the flashlight? Where are the matches? Where's the lighter? Oh, shoot, don't have any matches. Batteries are dead. Where are the candles? Oh, the candles smell. There's smoke in the kitchen from the candles. Jeez, you'll find out that you're not too pleased with what it's going to be like. Write all that down. And you're going to decide what you don't like. And then you can prevent it from happening next time. But mm-hmm. I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
But who does that? I've been challenging people for years. How many people have done that? Zero. Nobody. Nobody. How do I know? Because at meetups I would say, okay, how many of you would like to do this and come back next week and tell us how it worked out? People would say, okay, I'll do it. Great. Tell us what it's like next week. We come back next week. How did it come out? Would you guys didn't do it? Really? You said you were going to do it. Too hard? Margaret, that's the truth.
Well, oh, I know it. I know it. I've been a teacher all my life. Are you kidding? That's one benefit that I enjoyed about teaching is that I could assign projects, and they must be done. They were for a grade. It was all a larger process. But just talking, you know, people are half listening, can't remember anyway, not really interested. And who cares if they don't do it or not? There's no repercussion. There's no responsibility. I won't be evaluated. You know, I'm not going to do it. So it's not a discrepancy, but it's a difficulty in, I guess for me, it's about caring what I'm trying to share and teach. It's about the listeners, students absorbing it and taking it in and caring and acting. To me, it's about being active, being alive, being awake, being present. And unless, you know, when we study human motivation and how to affect production for and others, you know, they will say, well, you make people produce more and do what you want them to do if you pay them with money. Well, we aren't able to pay the people that are listening with money. We have no authority or anything over their behavior. So I guess it's a sad state of human affairs. This is why I like dogs and other animals. You know, I'm a nice manager, but if I give a command or an instruction or something has to be done, it's going to be done. You know, so but this is loose. This is, you know, just sort of blowing smoke. Does it affect anyone? So there, and then I keep hearing the term, you know, pearls before swine. And I don't mean to insult swine nor people. But when they are provided, given free, the information that will help them and from which they can benefit, and it's only done for their own good, and it's rejected or not used. Well, that's the sadness and the tragedy of being a teacher. In the military, if people give you orders, you do it, or there's a repercussion. So it's tough. It's tough. Oh, are we going to have time to talk about one or two food things specifically?
We can't this week, but we can next week.
Okay.
You want to come on next week? Same time, same station?
I'd love it.
Okay.
I'd love
it. Got you down for hour number one. Next week, we'll give you a call. How's Dr. Margaret?
Okay, thank you. And let me tell you something. Best wishes, and be at your best behavior in your next hour. If people call, it may be complicated. Okay, so use your best skills.
10-4.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.